On this second side of tape, we're going to look at how the Sage Retrieve database system works on your Amstrad computer. By the end of the session, you'll be ready to start working through the Sage tutorial booklet on your own. You'll need some disks for that, so let's start straight away by getting you to create the disks you need. Make sure you have your working copy of the CPM system, your master SageSoft disk with retrieve programs on one side and the utilities on the other, and the disk you formatted during part one of this program. Remember, you labeled it Programs. Have your retrieve manual and some paper and a pencil handy as well. Switch your computer on and boot the system. Stop the tape until you get the A prompt back on screen. Take your CPM disk out of the drive and replace it with the SageSoft disk labeled Retrieve Programs. I'll refer to this disk as your SageSoft program disk. Make sure the side labeled Program Database is to the left. The other side is labeled Program Utilities. Now key in the word database and press return. Now that's all you have to do to use retrieve database programs or the utilities programs. Put the appropriate side of the disk to the left in the drive and key in the word database. Retrieve takes over from there. You'll find that if someone has used the program before you, when you get Retrieve's opening display, you'll see the name of your company in the bottom line, just after the prompt asking you to please enter today's date. If you're using the disk for the very first time, you'll be asked to type in your company name, and you need to do that before you go any further. But be careful, because whatever you type in now will stay on the disk and on any copies you make of it. Key in your company name, then check what you've keyed in. If you've made a mistake, use the Delete Left key to move the cursor back and erase the error. Then key the name in again properly. When you've got it right, press the Return key. If you're still not happy with it, tap the letter N, press the Return key, and you'll be given a chance to try again. Stop the tape if you need to. If it's OK now, tap the letter Y and press Return. After a few moments, you'll get Retrieve's opening display, complete with the name you've just keyed in the bottom line. Tap the Return key, and you'll get the A prompt back on screen. Now replace your master program disk with your CPM disk. And when you're ready, we'll use pip again. Just key in the letters PIP and press return. You'll get the asterisk prompt on screen, which tells you pip is loaded into the computer's memory and it's running. And that means you can take the CPM disk out of the drive, so do that now. Put your master program disk on the desk to the right of the computer, and we'll treat it as disk B. Now put your empty programs disk to the left, and that can be disk A. And now key in a command to pip. What I want you to do is copy all the files from disk B, the master retrieve program disk, and put the copies on the programs disk, disk A. So the command you need to key in response to the asterisk prompt, destination equals source, remember, is A colon, an equal sign, followed by B colon, followed by a template which will match all the files on disk B. That's asterisk dot asterisk. Remember, your empty programs disk is the one for drive A. and the retrieve disk is the one for drive B. If you have a twin drive machine, put the disks in the drives now. When you press return, the computer will take you through a process just like the one when you copied all the COM files onto the disk. So, when I prompt you to stop the tape, I want you to press return and then follow the screen prompts, changing disks as and when required. Remember, you will have to copy the files onto the A disk, the side you labelled programs. So make a note, when you get PIP's asterisk prompt again, that's when you should restart the tape. If you're ready, stop the tape now and copy all the files from disk B onto disk A. You should have PIP's asterisk prompt on screen now. So simply hold down the key labelled ALT and then tap the letter C to get back to the A prompt. Take the disk you labelled Programs and add the words Sage Retrieve - Database Working Disk. Sage Retrieve - Database Working Disk. So now you have your day-to-day copies of the CPM system disk and the Sage Retrieve working disk. You need to make a working copy of the utilities side of the disk as well, but you can do that after this audio session, using the same procedure as you've just been through, but making the utilities side your disk for B rather than the database side. For the moment, put your Retrieve master program disk in its case to one side. You need one more disk to hold all the data you'll be generating when you create and use your databases. If your machine has a single disk drive, you can use the other side of the database working disk you've just created for this audio session and for when you work through the Sage tutorial. But when you start using Retrieve for real, you'll need to create a quite separate data disk. If your machine has two disk drives, then you'll need to create a separate data disk now. But the advantage here is that the other disk in the second disk drive will make Retrieve much simpler to use. Now, if you remember, you need to format a disk before you can use it. So that means you need the Diskit program, and that means you need to put your CPM disk in the drive. Key in DISC, KIT, and press return. As soon as the screen display settles down, remove the disk from the drive. As before, if you have a prompt on screen asking you to press any key to continue, tap the spacebar. Now, put the disk you want to format in the drive. If you have a twin drive machine, put the disk in drive B. If you have a single drive machine and you're using the flip side of your copy of the database program disk, make sure you have the blank side to the left. Double check or you might destroy the database working disk. When you're sure it's OK, tap the key labelled F3-F4. Now, if you have a twin drive machine, you need to tap the F1-F2 key. Press the letter Y, and you'll see the computer begin to format the disk. Stop the tape and start it again when you get the message on screen telling you the format is complete. Now the formatting process is complete, you can take the disk from the drive and then tap the return key. Tap return again, and now tap the exit key. Before you do anything else, take the disk you've just formatted and in pencil, label it data and a dash, then Retrieve Tutorial Disk. Data-Retrieve Tutorial Disk. Stop the tape if you need to. If you have twin disk drives, there's one more thing you need to do before we start looking at how Retrieve works. We've included a specimen database on the Database Programs disk, and for a twin disk machine, the files have to be on the data disk in drive B, so I want you to copy the files over now. If your machine has a single drive, just listen for a few moments. You need to start keying things in again after the next stop cue, so don't touch any keys until then. So if your machine has two disk drives, then put your working copy of the CPM disk back in drive A. And put the data disk you've just created in drive B. Now key in pip and press return. When you get pip's asterisk prompt on screen, replace the CPM disk in drive A with your working copy of the database programs disk. Now key in B colon, an equals sign, then A colon, the word orders, dot, and an asterisk. B colon equals A colon orders dot asterisk, and press return. Stop the tape until pip has copied the three files from A to B. If you still have pip's asterisk prompt on screen, just tap the return key to get the A prompt back. You now have all the disks you need to work through the Sage tutorial booklet, so we'd better have a look at how the retrieve system works. You need to put your working copy of the database disk in drive A, and if you have two disk drives, you'll need the data disk you've just created in drive B. Key in the word database and press return. Now, I've been using the term database quite a lot already, but I haven't yet explained just what database systems are and why they're such useful business tools. Their value stems from the fact that information is one of the most valuable resources a business has. Just think of the specialized knowledge you build up when you've been in a trade or profession for any length of time. Information about your competitors, your suppliers, your customers, and 101 other things. Now, in itself, the information is worthless. It begins to have a value only when you can use it for specific purposes. For example, if you have detailed information about your customers, you can use that data to help you make decisions about which products or services to offer, where the best markets are likely to be, and what's going to be the best way to promote sales. The more efficiently you can use information, the more value it has to the business. You need to be able to record and store information quickly and conveniently. You need quick and easy access to the information so you can bring it up to date as things change. You need a system that can analyze and manipulate the information so you can examine the same facts from different standpoints to answer different questions. You need a system that will provide you with permanent lists or printouts you can absorb at your leisure. In short, you need a database system. You've got all these things and more with Retrieve. You also get utility programs, which enable you to write, edit, and print text, letters for example. You can merge data and text and print the results. There's even a routine to print out address labels. I'll leave you to explore the utilities on your own after this session. For the time being, I want to show you how to use the main database system itself. So, key in today's date. Two numbers for the day of the month, O something if it's less than 10. Then a slash symbol, an oblique line. Two numbers for the month and a slash, and two numbers for the year. And press return to get Retrieve's master menu on screen. Notice Retrieve has made a note of the date you keyed in, and it's showing in the top right-hand corner of the screen. You'll know that a menu is simply a list of things you can choose from, and here you have three options. You use the first one to create a brand new database, a brand new store of information. Choose the second one to get access to a database that already exists, to add information to it, or to amend the information that's already there. And you use the third option to search and sort through an existing database to get the precise details you want. Now, a given database, a given store of information, is made up of lots of individual records that are indexed in some way. A telephone book is a database which has its individual records indexed by surname. The yellow pages are indexed by type of business. And each record in the database contains the same types of information in the same sequence. Surname, initials, number and street, town or district, and of course, phone number. You'll see what I mean if we look at a typical Retrieve record. Key in a number 2 and press Return. Retrieve accepts your input and looks for the instructions it needs to implement your choice. After a few moments, it replaces the master menu with another display, which prompts you to key in some information. Remember, option 2 enables you to work with an existing database. So Retrieve needs to know which one you want. There could be several of them on the data disk for all it knows. Don't worry about the drive, because Retrieve will automatically look for the database file on drive B. Just key in the file name Orders and press Return. With a single drive machine, you'll immediately be prompted to put the disk for B into the drive, but we'll cheat. Tap the space bar. If you have a single drive machine, and only for this demonstration, whenever you're prompted to change disks, just tap the space bar without changing disks. Your screen changes to show what looks like a blank form. Think of it as a record card you're going to fill in and put in a card box, which is arranged or indexed by order number. Retrieve is waiting for you to key in some new information, and we'll do that in a minute. First, I want to show you what a complete record card will look like. Let's say you've been cross-checking your records and you've discovered an error in one of the orders from a customer. It's an order that came in on the 22nd of February from a company called Hereford Bull Advertising. And they ordered 2 copies of Retrieve, but you've actually recorded only one. You know that their order was the 12th one you'd received in February, so key in the number 12 and press Return. Almost immediately, you get the record for order number 12, and it's the one we want. In this particular database, you'll see there are 10 different items of information in each record. In computer terms, each of these items is known as a data field. Field 1 holds the number you've given to the order from a customer. It's been set up as a key field. In other words, if you want to get access to one of the records in the order's database, you do it by quoting this field, as you did just now when you keyed in the number 12. It is the one we're looking for. The date's right. The type of goods, field 4, is right. But the quantity in field 8 is wrong. If you look at the bottom of the screen, you'll see it says Enter, or key in, the field number to change. Tap the number 8 key and press Return. The cursor jumps up to field 8 and a question mark and some ends appear. Retrieve is waiting for you to key something in, and the ends tell you it's waiting for you to key in a number. Key in a number 2 and press Return. The number 2 has replaced the number 1, but nothing else has happened. In particular, field number 10 still has the same amount in it, yet it's been set up to calculate the value by multiplying the price by the quantity. Watch the screen and press Return again to post your amended record. you'll see Retrieve recalculate field 10 and then put the completed record back into the file. When we get back to our blank display, we'll have a go at entering a new record. And we're up against our first problem. We don't know how many orders we've processed so far. But that's okay because this database is set up to generate the number automatically. Key in a plus sign and press return. And Retrieve displays not only the next number, but it also fills in the date of this entry. Now you're being asked for the name of the customer. Key in ABC Motors. If you make a mistake, use the delete left key to rub it out and then key it in again. Now press return. For the goods, key in accounts program. And return. Now that's software, so key that word in. And press return. For the sales area, just key in a capital S, a full stop, and a capital W, and return. Just press return for the analysis prompt. Then key in a number 2 for the quantity and return. Then for the price, key in 99 and return. Notice Retrieve doesn't prompt you to key in the final field, value, because it'll calculate it when you post the details. Now, we didn't enter anything against the analysis code. Let's assume that ABC Motors is an infrequent customer. We'll give them a low rating. Key in the number 7 to edit field 7. Tap return, then key in a small letter C, and tap return again. Check the details and if they're OK, press return once more to post the entry. You'll see Retrieve enter the value and then save the details in the orders database file. Then it'll clear the screen and wait for you to make another entry. So you've seen how to call up a particular record by quoting its key reference. You've seen how to amend a record. And you've seen how to enter the details for a new record. Now, for all of those activities, you had to be pretty sure about the information you were working with. And if you're that sure about the information, there doesn't seem to be any real advantage in having a computer database system. You could achieve the same end results with actual record cards in a card box. But there's a lot more to Retrieve. And Retrieve really comes into its own when you're not so sure about the information. Just tap the return key now, and again. If you're being prompted to change disks, tap the spacebar. And I can show you what I mean. Retrieve's Inquiry Processor option makes all the difference. When you get the master menu display on screen, tap the number 3 and press return. As its name suggests, the inquiry processor is designed to handle questions about the information you've stored in a database. And if it's designed to handle questions, it follows that it's designed to be used when you don't know all the answers about the information you're working with. And I can demonstrate that. We'll carry on working with our orders database. You'll find a printed copy of it in the tutorial section of your manual, under the heading Analyzing Sales Orders. Have your manual to hand, open at the page which shows you the screen display for a typical entry. All you have to do to use the inquiry processor is to give Retrieve instructions, like this. Key in these words with spaces between them just like a normal sentence. By the way, if you hit the wrong key by mistake while you're keying in an instruction to the inquiry processor, don't use the delete left key to erase things. Just hold down the Alt key and tap the letter H to move the cursor backwards and delete the character it lands on. Ready? Key in List orders. Orders is the name of the file we want it to use to make a list for us. Then the word show. Then the number 1 and a space. Number 3 space. Number 10. You're telling Retrieve to draw up a list from the orders database and to show not the complete record each time, but rather just the fields in each record numbered 1, 3 and 10. That's order number, customer name and the value of the orders they've given us. When you press return in a few moments, Retrieve will search through the database and draw up the list for you. If you have a single disk drive, Retrieve will prompt you to change disks at various times during the process. Remember, we're cheating by having the database on the same disk as the programs, so don't change disks. Just tap the spacebar as before. Though, of course, when you're doing it for real, you should actually have the data files separate from your programs, so you will have to change disks then. I want you to stop the tape while Retrieve searches the file for you. Start it again when you get your list on screen. Press return and stop the tape now. That listing on screen answers the inquiry, who has ordered goods from us and how much were their orders worth? A fairly simple question. Let's make it a bit more difficult. Let's analyze the sales to find out how many of the orders were for accounts software, and at the same time find out who those orders were from and how much they were worth in total. So key in list orders with, then the number 4 and a space, an equals sign, a space, a quotation mark, a shifted number 2, an opening square bracket, then in lower case, the word account, followed by a closing square bracket, and then another quote mark, followed by a space. Show, in other words, display on the screen, then these numbers with spaces between them. 3, 4, 8, and 10. Then key in the word total and the number 10. So that reads, give me a list from the orders database. Choose just those people whose order includes the word account, and I'll explain what the square brackets mean in a minute, and display on the screen just the field numbers 3, 4, 8, and 10. And while you're at it, work out the total value of the sales of account software. As before, in a moment, stop the tape, press return, and let Retrieve do the work for you. If you're prompted to change disks, just tap the spacebar. Stop the tape now. Now this time the list looks slightly different. It's arranged vertically rather than horizontally. And that's simply because there isn't enough room to get all the information for each record in a single line across the screen. And now I can explain how those square brackets work. If you look at the entry in the goods field, you'll see it's different for each record. The first one says accounting software, the second says popular accounts, and the third says accounts program. But what they have in common is that they all include the letters that make up the word account. So if you key in an inquiry with a word enclosed in square brackets and quotation marks, Retrieve will look for every occurrence of that word wherever it appears in the field you've specified. Actually, it doesn't have to be a word you and I would recognize. It can be a combination of letters, spaces, and numbers. The end of one word and the start of another, for example. If that combination exists, even if it seems like gibberish to us, Retrieve will find it. You can use square brackets singly as well, and your manual explains how. there seems to be something missing from our display on screen. We told Retrieve to work out the total value of our orders, but the total hasn't appeared. Well, that's simply because there isn't enough room on the screen. Just tap the Return key now, and Retrieve gives you the final bit of information. Then it tells you it's ready for your next inquiry. So we'll try one more. Key in this instruction. List orders with then the number 10 followed by a space, then a greater than symbol, that's an arrowhead pointing to the right, and another space, then the number 250 followed by a space, show, then the numbers 10, 3, 7, 2. Notice those numbers aren't in sequence, but they are in the order in which we want the information to be displayed on screen. Retrieve will draw up a list of all those orders for more than £250. It will display on the screen the value of the order and who placed it. Then it will print their customer rating, so we can check if any of our customers should be uprated. Then it will give us the date of the order. Okay? Press return and stop the tape. Start the tape again when you have your list on screen. Retrieve has picked out 7 records from the full list. As you'd expect, most of the customers have A or B ratings, but 2 of them have C ratings, so they're the ones to keep an eye on in future. Well, that's given you a taste of how the inquiry processor works. Yet really, we've just scratched the surface. We've asked a few fairly simple questions, but the inquiry processor will enable you to subject your own databases to quite intense interrogation. The manual has lots more detail about the inquiry processor and the types of questions you can ask. So when this audio session's finished, why not use the orders database to try out some of them? But it's time we moved on now. Let's get back to the master menu. Just key in the word menu and press return. We'll have a look at option 1 on the menu, setting up a completely new database. I've left it till last because, having seen how the rest of the Retrieve system works, you'll see why you have to go about things in a particular way when you create a new database. Key in a number 1 and press return. As I said earlier, and as you've seen, Retrieve, or any database system for that matter, is useful only if it will help you use the information you're going to store. With Retrieve, the inquiry processor gives you tremendous versatility in the types of questions you can ask, but Retrieve can answer your questions only if the information is in the database. For example, with our orders database, it might have been nice to know whether a particular order was a cash sale or a credit sale. That would have been an interesting analysis in itself, but we can't do it, because the type of cell wasn't included in the design for the database layout. It follows then that before you start to create a new database, you need to stop and think. Now the temptation will be to start by asking yourself the question, what information should I include in the database? But that isn't the best starting point. Instead, start by asking yourself, how will I use the information once I've collected it? Or, what sort of questions will I need to answer with the information I'm going to collect? When you've answered those questions, then you can start worrying about what information you should include, because what you want to do will determine which information you'll need. And only then are you ready to answer the questions on the screen now. Let's say we're going to create a very simple database so we can find the telephone number for companies we do business with. And let's assume we're only ever going to need 2 bits of information, company name and phone number. Now, in reality, that won't be enough. If you think through how you normally make phone calls, you'll know how much more efficient things are if you can ask for someone by name. And if you have an extension number for them, then that's even better. So in practice, we really need our database to have four fields: company name, the name of our contact, his or her extension number, and the telephone number. Well, now we've got that clear, let's set it up. It's a two-stage process. First, we have to define the overall characteristics of the database for retrieve. And second, we have to define the precise nature of each field in a record. We're ready to carry out the first stage. Let's call the database phone. Key that in and press return. If you're prompted to swap disks, just tap the space bar and we'll cheat again. We want four fields, so key in a number four and press return. For the data file name, just press return and retrieve will name it for you. Notice it's added the letters DAT to mark it as a data file. Press return again. As for the data file type, just key in a letter K and return. The letter K tells retrieve to create what's known as an index file to help it find entries much more quickly. Now, the screen title prompt allows you to lay down what should be displayed at the top of the screen when you enter details into the database. Just key in, all in capitals, business telephone numbers. And press return. If you used shift lock just now, don't forget to cancel it. The entries in your database are unlikely to remain unchanged forever. After all, people move either within a company or from company to company. Their extension numbers may change. The company's phone number may change. So you'll have to allow for updates to the records in the future. So key in the letter Y and press return. If you wanted to keep your personal directory private, then you could assign a password to it. But we won't bother for this exercise. So just press return and once more. And retrieve gives you an opportunity to check your entries and amend them if you need to. Stop the tape while you check and make changes if you need to. Start the tape when you're ready to go on. Okay, press return. Tap the space bar if you need to. And we can go on to define our four fields, one at a time. The first one we'll name just company, so key that in and press return. Now you're being asked for the type of field. Now you can look up the various types available after this session. Your manual has a list of them. For our purposes, key in the letters TX to set it up as a text field. In fact, we'll set up all our fields as text fields. Press return. 30 characters should be enough for most company names, so set the field length at 30 and return. Press return for item 4 and for item 5 and for item 7. Item 6 applies to number fields, not to text fields. Press return for item 8. For item 9, options, key in the letter C. Your manual lists four options. This one converts lowercase letters into capital letters automatically, and that'll stop you keying in some names in capitals and others in lowercase. Tap the return key now, and again, and return again. Item 12 determines where on the page or screen the particular entry will be displayed. Key in a number 1 and return for the column. We always want it to be displayed first, so key in a number 1 and return for the row as well. And then press return for the final item. Check your entries, and if they're okay, press return to store your definition of this first field. If you're prompted to change disks at any time during this exercise, just tap the spacebar without changing the disk, as you've done before. Now we have to repeat that procedure for all the other fields. I'll take you through the next one quickly. Don't forget to press Return after each entry you key in. The field name is Contact. The field type is TX. We'd better allow 30 for this one as well. Now, press Return 7 more times, so the cursor ends up in the 12th item, on the column prompt. We want this to appear in column 1 as well, so key in a number 1. We'll make the contact name appear on the second line or second row of our entry, so key in a number 2 for the row number. Press Return for the last item and Return to post the details of our second field. Now field number 3. Let's call this field Tell, T-E-L. We'll make it a TX field as well, for those occasions when we know the name of the town but not the dialing code. Now the longest phone number is about 16 digits, so we'd better allow a few extra. Let's allow 20. Now once again, press the return key 7 more times. The column we'll make 1 again. But this time we'll skip a line, so make the row number 4 instead of 3, as you'd expect. Then press Return, and again to post the details. Now our fourth and last field. This is for the extension. Just key in the letters XTN for this. Now the field type is TX again. Make the field length 5. Then, once again, press the return key 7 more times to end up on the 12th item. We want extension to be displayed on the same line or row as the telephone number, so it can't go in column 1. Tell will appear there. So we'll allow plenty of room for Tell itself and the 20 digits we've allowed for it. Make the column number 50 and the row number the same as for Tell, that's 4. Press Return to skip item 13 and return once more to post this last field. When you get the file definition display on screen again, just press Return and Retrieve will take you back to the master menu. Stop the tape until you get the master menu display back. Now we can have a look at our handiwork. Select option 2 from the menu. We won't actually enter any details now, we'll just have a look at the entry layout we've designed. Remember, we called our database phone, so key that in when you're prompted and press return. If you're prompted to change disks, tap the spacebar. Stop the tape while you have a look at the layout you created. Start the tape again when you're ready to move on. Press Return now, and again, tapping the spacebar if you have to. When you get back to the master menu, I want you to close Retrieve down properly, and you should always work your way back through the prompts in this way. When the master menu is on screen, key in the word End, and you'll get the A prompt on screen. Now you can take your disk out of the drive and switch your system off if you want to. But you may prefer to experiment a bit first, though, because you've covered a lot of ground since we started. As you've seen, there's a lot to retrieve, because it's a very powerful system. You've seen enough to get you up and running. You've seen how the main system operates, and you have your manual to help you with the rest. I think you'll agree, none of what we've looked at today is very difficult or complicated. And that's true for the other utility parts as well. If you use the programs systematically, you shouldn't go far wrong. I hope you can see now you'll have to do some groundwork before you start to create a new database on your own. You'll need to think about what you're trying to achieve. You'll need to draw a quick sketch of the screen display you want to create for a particular database before you start using Retrieve. Make sure you work through the Sage tutorial. It will give you an even better idea of how it feels to use the system. If you're going to make mistakes, it's better to make them with a sample database rather than with your own real records. Before you start using the system for real, make sure you read the SageSoft manual. Well, that's all from me. It's time for you to work through the Sage tutorial booklet. So, goodbye, and good luck with your Sage Retrieve database system. Wind this tape onto the end and take it out of the recorder.